الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله ثم والحمد لله praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى And thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla Alhamdulillah for having allowed us, subhanAllah, to live into the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, that Allah blessed us, Alhamdulillah, to be in a month of fasting, Alhamdulillah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for us the abstinence from food and from drink and from the feeding of our passions. And Alhamdulillah, that we heard that call and we replied. Reply with the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a month that is full of forgiveness. A month, alhamdulillah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplying our deeds. A month, alhamdulillah, where Allah has set aside in the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the last 10 days Rasulullah secluded himself in the masjid in i'tikaf. That Allah has given us an institution, alhamdulillah, within Ramadan that we might benefit. Alhamdulillah, to think that in the month of Ramadan, maybe 1 billion people, 1.5 billion are observing the month of Ramadan, whether they're fasting or not fasting. That subhanAllah, 1/6 of the world's population, alhamdulillah, is drawing away from the desires and turning their attention, alhamdulillah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed us, alhamdulillah, that in this month we have the Laylatul Qadr, a night better than 1,000, but Laylatul Qadr khayr min alf shahr. Alhamdulillah, we are entering into that period. We are blessed, alhamdulillah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is the month in which the gates of heaven are open, the gates of hell are closed, and our shayateen are chained. We are blessed, alhamdulillah, in this month that Allah gave to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran as a mandate, as a prescription for us that we might acquire taqwa. SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, I want just to tell you for a moment, it is so amazing to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. For you to be aware, and don't take it for granted, that you are aware of this hidayah from Allah, Ramadan. There are some Muslims, you know that it's Ramadan, but they're not fasting. And they're not fasting because they don't know how to fast, or because they are not able to fast. There's something in their heart that's missing. And it's something that you have in your heart that causes you to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. Don't take it for granted. It is, alhamdulillah, a great success. Alhamdulillah, that in this month we are fasting. We are praying more probably than any other time of the year. That alhamdulillah, we are reading more of the Quran. We are spending more in zakat. We are, alhamdulillah, guarding our tongues and our eyes and our hands. Wallahi, there are people I've met. They say, you live in America, you're a Muslim in America. They said, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you fast in a nation where everyone is eating? How do you abstain from haram in a place where haram is free? SubhanAllah, it is a great gift that you are winning, alhamdulillah, winning not only for yourselves, but for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know right now that we're living in very difficult times. There is a climate, an attitude, they call it Islamophobia. I like to call it tamam anti-Muslim bigotry. Anti-Muslim bigotry. Where people are having a negative attitude toward Muslims and Islam. And maybe because we're in our own bubble sometimes, we only think about ourselves. But around the world, there is a kind of bigotry that's going on. If you look at Europe, or you look at the United States, other places, they don't like foreigners. They don't like people who are different than the people who were there before. Some people would call it racism. But this attitude is going around the world. But I want to remind you, alhamdulillah, that if you have the gift of the Quran, you can better forecast the outcome than the weatherman. When you go to the news, you go and they tell you the forecast is going to be so-and-so tomorrow, it's going to be rain, or it's going to be some kind of weather is going to be happening, and they try to forecast. I know that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reason that they were able to be so convicted, so strong in their belief, is that they look to the Quran for their news. They look to the Quran to know what the forecast was going to be. This is the month in which there was the Battle of Badr. And now maybe if you had been with the prognosticators, and we have it from Sirah, they were forecasting that on that day, Yawm al-Furqan, that they were going to wipe Islam off the face of the earth. They were bragging. The night before, they were bragging about how they're going to defeat truth and falsehood would conquer. And alhamdulillah, on the other side, Muslims were wondering what is going to be our fate. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave them the forecast that Allah has already determined victory for us. I was saying to you today, it is that belief that makes the difference. That this Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lovers of truth, we will be successful. Allah has informed us, and I want you to look around. You see the diversity that is in this room. People coming from all different countries, all different backgrounds. Some people rich, some people poor. Black, some people white. Some people foreign, some people domestic. All of them gathered only for one thing, for the pleasure of Allah. To acknowledge La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah in their lives. That's the group that you're in. And Allah has informed us in a book. In it, there is no doubt, Hudan al-Muttaqeen. For those who believe, Idda ja'a nasr Allahi wal fath. ورايت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. Allah answered the question, when will the help of Allah and the victory come? It will come when people are coming together in Allah's cause. That's you and I. So if you're worried about Donald Duck, don't worry. Or Mickey Mouse, any of them. That, alhamdulillah, the question for us is, will we, alhamdulillah, answer that call to stand up for what is right as Muslims have done throughout the millennia? أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So having said that, alhamdulillah, you are the best nation raised from mankind, no doubt about it. You enjoy what is good, you forbid what is evil. Alhamdulillah, you fast while other people are eating. You get up in the night while other people are sleeping. And you do it all for the pleasure of Allah, but I have one challenge for you. And that is maybe what you are doing, you are only doing for yourself. That in order for us to be successful, it has to be bigger than us. If you are fasting in Ramadan, your Ramadan has to make a difference not only for you, but for those around you. If you're fasting is only some kind of narcissism, you're so in love with yourself, you're in love with your practice, you're so proud of your ability, that you forget about your neighbor, then you miss the point. If in this month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, I want to challenge you. There's not much left. I want to challenge you, bi-idhnillah, to get out of your comfort zone in the last third of Ramadan. How do you get out of your comfort zone? The Prophet said, if a person all they can give up is hunger, have hunger and thirst in Ramadan, they miss the point. For you and I to think about in this last, you know, because I keep thinking about the NBA Finals, I apologize. I keep wanting to say last quarter. But the last third, alhamdulillah, of this month. For you to step up your game. That if you have been holding back, now it's time to let it loose. If you haven't gone full tilt in Ramadan, it's time for you to get busy. Let me give you an example, subhanAllah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he talked one morning after Fajr, we believe from the hadith that was after Fajr. He asked anybody visit the cemetery. He asked anybody visit the sick. He asked anybody give sadaqah. Every time that he asked the question, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he raised his hand. The Prophet said, anyone who has all of these characteristics in one person, they're guaranteed jannah. I want you to think about before Ramadan begins. Go to the cemetery. See what the end is for all of us. Everybody's going that way, go and visit the cemetery. Before the month of Ramadan ends, go visit a sick person in the hospital. Before Ramadan ends, go out and find somebody who's hungry and feed them. Before the month of Ramadan ends, spend the night in the masjid, make it the camp. Before the month of Ramadan ends, if you have somebody, you have a problem with them, you need to go to them and ask them for forgiveness. Before the month of Ramadan ends, you should call your loved one, your relative, near and far. Before to get involved in this last chance to make a difference in your Ramadan. To get out of your comfort zone. Right now, you know, it's cool, man. You know, I don't feel hungry most of the time. I don't feel thirsty. My energy is coming back. I can just cruise to the end of Ramadan. And if that's the point, I missed out. Alhamdulillah, we have a great opportunity while the gates of heaven are open. I want to remind you all right now, not only do we live in tough times, but we have some tough circumstances that we live in. I want you to think about a story. There's a story about a man who lived in a city that was full of wicked people. Some of us, maybe we're not thinking about someplace else. Maybe you could just think about right here. Do you know in the community that we live in, there's so much ignorance? 1 out of 5 children go to bed hungry right in Fairfax County, where we live. 1 out of 5 go to bed hungry every day. If our Ramadan isn't making a difference for them, this is a wicked city. If we live in this environment where they have more people who are involved in human trafficking in this county than anywhere else in the United States, 21st century slavery, to them, this is a wicked city, wicked county. We live in an environment where there are people who are locked in poverty and they need our assistance. And when they see the success that we have, they see these are nothing but wicked people. Because they know my circumstance and they don't do anything about it. In the story, they say that Allah commanded the malaika to go to that wicked city and to destroy the people. And the malaika, they're not like you and I. We have free will. If Allah commands us, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, we can follow the command or not follow the command. Human beings, we have free will. The malaika, they're not like us. If the malaika are told to do something, they do exactly what Allah asked them to do, without any reservation. So the malaika, in fulfilling Allah's command, they surveyed the city and they're about to execute Allah's command. But then they find something that's out of order. Something that doesn't make sense. They found in the midst of all of these wicked people, one pious man. So the malaika are perplexed now. We've been commanded to destroy the city because of the wicked people, but we found in them a righteous man. He prays, he fasts, he's dutiful to Allah in his house. He believes in Allah. So the malaika, they go and they ask Allah, "Ya Allah, we were about to execute your command on the wicked people, but we found a righteous person there. What should we do with him?" For those of you who know this story, Allah said, "Start with him. Start with him. Why do you start with him?" He's more afraid of the people than he is afraid of displeasing Allah. You know that person. You don't have to raise your hand. That when it's time for you to speak up, you don't say anything. This Ramadan, I want you to speak up and say something.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I warn you, if you're that kind of person, this Ramadan, before it's too late, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, forget these people and they worship Allah, they do what Allah almost done. This is our challenge, our opportunity. We have every skill and every talent. We have everything. But we have to have that feeling that if we stood up for what Allah wants, Allah will stand up with us. Allah will send legions of malaika to support us. Well, alhamdulillah, when I was an undergraduate student at Howard University, there were some young brothers on campus. They were from a group called the Islamic Party. Their niyyah was that they were going to bring every single person on the college campus to Islam. And they were serious. You and I would say that's totally ridiculous. You're going to go out and make da'wah and bring everybody to Islam? That was what was on their mind. Now they didn't get everybody, but they got me. They got a bunch of us. And alhamdulillah, from us and our children and our children's children, bidnillah, Islam will spread into the hearts of people. But it only happens, alhamdulillah, if you in this Ramadan can make a difference. I'm going to close, but I need to remind you. Rock the boat. Speak up. Care for the needy. Reach out and stop the violence. I understand we're streaming live on the internet right now, and I want to tell you something. More people are killed in America by toddlers than by terrorists because of the availability of guns in the homes of many people. It's the Ummah of Rasulullah that has to stand up and say something. If you haven't thought about saying anything about this before, you need to think about it now. And if you haven't gotten to the point in Ramadan now where you're broke because you've spent all the money that you could assemble in giving zakat to this cause and the other, I'm going to invite you to go broke before the end of Ramadan. Whatever you have, say, before I leave Ramadan, I'm going to make sure that whatever resources available, I can put them in the hand of Allah. Bismillah, after Salam, we're going to have a fundraiser for the Washington International Academy, our school. Right now, many of the grades are full. We're building new classrooms, alhamdulillah. InshaAllah. And we need, this is the sadaqah jariyah, subhanAllah. And I'm asking you, alhamdulillah, to join us in building these 6 new classrooms, bidnillah, so that we can have more children to be educated in the way of Allah. Allahumma dina fi min hadayt, wa afina fi min afayt, wa tawallana fi min tawallayt. O Allah, guide us among those who you have guided. O Allah, take us as a friend among those who you have taken as a friend, ya Allah. Allah, we know that, alhamdulillah, Ibrahim was Khalilullah. Ya Allah, draw us close, alhamdulillah, to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you might count us among those whom you love. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, to give us courage, alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, that we might stand for what is right and forbid what is wrong. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, that you grant us rizq of tayyumun, ya Allah. Oh Allah, righteous income, ya Allah, help us, alhamdulillah, that we might spend it in your cause. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, whatever difficulties we might be having, ya Allah, that you remove the obstacles from our way, ya Allah. فَعَمْرَ مِنْ أَقْرَ وَطَقْرَ وَصَدَقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُوا يَسَرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Oh Allah, make our way easy, alhamdulillah, as we put ourselves, our bodies, and our minds, our spirits, alhamdulillah, in the cause of your deen. Oh Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, for those who are suffering, ya Allah, with difficulties. Oh Allah, make it easy on them, ya Allah. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. وَتَبَارَكَ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah, we ask for your mercy and your peace, ya Allah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and on his family and on his companions, and on all of them, ya those who fall in the way of your haq, ya Allah, until the day of judgment. Amen. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكُمْ.